query, which I believe actually I wrote a reply to this, but I can answer it verbally. Anyway, this is from His Holiness Gunagrahi Das Goswami Maharaj, that one devotee had written to him the following. It strikes me that in the Gauriya Math, during Bhakti Siddhanta's time, the Math was strictly a place for brahmacharis and sannyasis. My guess is that the presupposition seems to have been that householders are more clearly separated from the renunciants because of their marital engagements, including especially sexuality, which I don't know that Bhaktisiddhanta specified must be for procreation only among householder disciples. So the question is, do I have any more information about this? Actually, householders were allowed to live in the Gauriya Math, householder males, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was present, but they had to be renounced householders. That means that they were officially householders, but they lived in the mud, and they hardly went home. An example was Sundarananda Vidyavinod. That's mentioned in Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. We'll find in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, if you go through that book, you'll see that there's, as in Shastra and as in our own Srila Prabhupada's teachings, there was both a condemnation, if you want to use that word, which it is, of attached household life, Shruta Vyadini Rajendra Nrinang Santi Sahasrasha Pashyatam Atmatatnam Griheshu Grihamedhinam, as we find in the very first words of Shukadeva Goswami, and exhortation of Vaishnav family life, exhortation to live like that, and distinguishing Vaishnava grihasthas from the kind of grihasthas which we just spoke about. It's quoting from Shukadeva Goswami, who never inquire into the nature of the self, and they're simply concerned with worldly matters. He spoke many things about this, about how the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati spoke about how the home is, it's grihastha ashram, it's not supposed to be the, if it's actually a grihastha ashram, then it's not the same as the dark well into which one falls. But he would sometimes get on the case of disciples. There's one quote, Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu told me that those who are householders and initiates who lived close to the mat, they were expected to come every evening because people didn't work till 10 o'clock at night. Maybe they were shopkeepers, they would, but they were supposed to come regularly to the mat and participate in the service daily, not regularly. So, and to one devotee who hadn't come was not coming regularly, when he did come, Saraswati Thakur said to him that you're just chastising, that you're simply living, he's chewing the chewed in the dark well of material life, something like that. This question often comes up, did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur prescribe the four principles in the same way that Srila Prabhupada did? And often we hear talk about the fourth principle, which is a euphemistic way of saying no illicit sex within marriage. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at least in one place that I came across, and I quoted it in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav in the section of marriage, on marriage and family life, that, which is again according to Shastra, that the householder should approach his wife at a suitable time for procreation and not any other time. And in fact, in the Shastra it's stated that a householder becomes sinful if he doesn't do so. He's supposed to give his wife children. That's one of the duties. And it's a big discussion because there's Vaishnava family life, and then there's within the broader Vedic culture. Agastya, he was a rishi, and famous rishi, one of the big rishis. He's small in size but big in power. So he got married because one day he came across his ancestors hanging upside down in a tree, saying, he said, "What are you doing hanging upside down in a tree? We're stuck here. We can't go to heaven because you didn't have any children. You have to have children. Then there's a whole story how he created some beautiful woman, Lopa Mudra, and like that. Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur said this. I'm not sure if I put that in the book, Bhaktisthan Vaibhav. People often ask me questions about Bhaktisthan Saraswati as if I know everything about possible to know about him, but I can't even remember everything I wrote in the book. It's a big book. He told me, I did write in the book that when one took Diksha, that means there's Harinam, which we call first initiation, and then in the Gauriya Math what they call Diksha, which means what we call Brahmin initiation. So it was understood at that point, at least at that point, there should be a strict following of the four regulated principles, including the fourth principle. And Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu told me, who told me so many things, a disciple of Bhaktisthana Saraswati, he told me that it was just understood that people who took to spiritual life and they took initiation from a guru, that you don't indulge in sex for anything else except procreation. That was understood by most people in India up to recently. Just like now, I was just saying the other day how people, if they become a disciple of Sai Baba or Asharam, who are completely bogus, although people who become their disciples don't know that they're completely bogus. But many times they just become a vegetarian. There's no rule that they have to be a vegetarian. But they become a vegetarian because they think, well, now I'm a disciple and I have to, even the guru doesn't tell them, but they feel I should follow some rules. So Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu told me it was like that people, even if they weren't following that before they got initiated, then it was just understood that if you're going to be initiated by a guru, that there are some things you have to follow, including continence, even within family life. So, I just answered that first because that's from Gunagrahi Maharaj, so I'll answer another question now.